Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. This is the Texans Today podcast, and I'm Drew Doherty. On Sunday, after the Texans took care of the Tennessee Titans 34-31, numerous players talked about the victory in the locker room, starting first with tight end Owen Daniels.
Is your head still spinning a little bit after that? Because that was unbelievable. Is that the biggest road win you've been a part of since you've been here?
Wow, I'd say so. You know, we haven't been very good on the road. Obviously, a huge win. We haven't won here at all. So, as we wanted to come in here and do something we hadn't done before, and we knew it was going to be a fight. It was definitely a fight out there, literally. So, it was everything we thought it would be. I'm just happy we came out to win.
But you know, you're down 21-7 at one point. Your defense has given up some huge touchdown plays. You're on the road, defending division champ. All those things stacked against you, and to overcome all that and win this game, what was the feeling in this locker room afterwards?
It was a nice little moment we had in here with each other. When you go on the road, you just basically play with the fifth three guys you got, and that's all you really have. Not many fans around. Everyone had a nice little moment. You know, we were playing hard for each other. So hopefully this can be a nice little springboard in the rest of the year. A nice rebound from last week, obviously. We played terrible. It's nice to come back and get a win.
Just talk about the offense in general, how you guys started clicking there second quarter on.
Yeah, you know, they got a tough defense. Yeah. A lot of good players, no matter where you look, secondary linebackers up front. We were just playing hard, I think. That's what it all came down here. Down to, we were playing hard. We didn't run the ball, I think, as well as we wanted to, but threw the ball extremely well, and were able to move the ball on them.
Oh, and Bob McNair called this the biggest win in franchise history. Your thoughts about that?
It's definitely the biggest road win. It's a big win. It's great to be able to come back from last week and win the place that we haven't won.
But to come down from 14 down on the road second quarter against this team.
Yeah, you know, we're in a tough position. We put ourselves there, but we knew it was going to be a fight. We were fighting for each other, fighting for ourselves all day, and that's what we want to do. We want to play for each other, and that's what we're going to try to do for the rest of the year.
Linebacker Zach Dials was part of a physical contest that saw the Texans come to blows with the Titans in the fourth quarter, and he, too, talked about the victory over Tennessee.
What were the correct adjustments?
Mental or
physical?
It was more just mental stuff. Just stay, you know, do your job, do your assignment, and don't try to do too much, you know. So as soon as we got that, you know, hashed out, you know, the end result is, you know, we got a W.
How physical? People say y'all are not a physical team. What do you think this says about y'all today?
And it's just so that we come down here, we're going to hit, you know. The film's going to speak for itself. It's like we got those couple big plays we let out, but like I said, the rest of the film speaks for itself.
How important is this for you guys, especially in light of what happened?
You know, it's really big. You know, it gives us some momentum coming into next week, and you know, we just need to keep it rolling, get 1 week at a time, and you know, but this is a big win for us.
Thank you.
No problem.
And they bust up touchdown plays like the long ones they had. It was a real character check for you guys to get that thing turned back around, wasn't it?
It really was. And like I said, I was telling him, we went on the sidelines, we got with our coaches, you know, they got to the boards, and they were like, look, if we're just assignment sound, we do our jobs, right. you know, we were shooting ourselves in the field early in the game, you know, we have a guy, nobody's covering him, and he runs straight down the field, you know, for a touchdown. So as soon as we got that stuff hashed out and we settled down into our game, you know, we were able to contain them.
I mean, it's unbelievable what you guys accomplished today on the road against a division opponent, defending division champs, down 21-7, and all these things going against you. To turn around and win this game, how huge is that?
In 60 minutes, you got to play for 60 minutes, and this game, this will show you that no matter what happens in the game, if you keep playing, you know, you can come out victorious. So it's, like I said, we got to keep rolling with that. We got to keep the momentum coming and take it week to week.
One of the team captains is D'Amico Ryans. He was excited about the victory for the Texans, their first in Tennessee since 2004.
And we knew that, you know, coming here to Tennessee, all we had was the 53 guys and the coaches that's on this team. So if we fight, if we fought for each other the way we did today, we knew we could come out with it with the win.
What concerns do you have about the defensive side? They have some pretty big plays.
Well, we have to get our stuff correct. You know, we had some huge mistakes that cost us some big plays. I mean, you allow a great player like Chris Johnson to, you know, break out the way he did. You know, he's going to have a big day. He's the type of player that can take us to the house, as you've seen, but we just have to correct those mistakes.
What does it mean to you that you can give up those plays, but you still find a way?
So we've come a long way as a team. We've come a long way, and I like where we're headed.
You scored 34 against a team that gave up 13 to Pittsburgh. And what does that say about you guys to be able to put that many points on them?
We were on today. We were clicking our offense. Defense, like I said, we gave away a lot of big ones. And you know, when our offense is working, operating the way they're operating, they can take it down on anyone.
People say you're a finesse team. Texans are not physical. Rodney Harrison was saying that. The linebacker was saying it from the Jets. That you can't beat a team that's supposed to be really physical. What does it say about y'all?
It speaks for itself. You know, we just go out and do. You know, try to be as physical as we can. But you know, that's our style of play. What you saw out there today. You know, but we still have a lot of mistakes to correct. Once we get those corrected, you know, who knows what we can do.
Rookie linebacker Brian Cushing had a team-high 10 tackles. He talked afterwards about his excitement and physicality in the game with Tennessee.
How violent was this game today? Everything involved.
You said violent? Yeah. It's a war, you know. I mean, it's a conference game. This is two teams that really don't like each other too much. And, I mean, you know, overall, we were just able to, you know, get by at the end. And, you know, that's what we have to do. You know, we knew four quarters it was going to be a good game, though.
You didn't like each other coming in. How much more do you dislike each other?
Well, we're pretty happy right now. I don't know about them, you know what I mean? But I'm sure, you know, it's all fighting. You could tell it's a very, you know, hostile environment out there. And we know that, you know, we have to match our intensity in order for us to come away with a victory.
As a rookie, how much fun was this game for you?
It was, you know what I mean? You know, the booing, the everything going on. Then to walk away with a victory, it's huge. You know, it's special. It's important. It's something I love doing, and, you know, I want to keep that one going in the next week.
A player like you feeds off a hostile crowd.
Right. I do. You know, I mean, I love these kind of environments. I love getting booed. I actually like getting booed better than being at home and getting cheered. You know, it just makes you feel that you have to stick together as a unit. I think the team gets closer. You have to fight. You have to have your backs against each other, and you got to come away with that victory.
Thanks again for listening to this Texans Today podcast, and make sure you go to HoustonTexans.com to find out everything you could ever want to know about your favorite football team, its cheerleaders, and much, much more. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan. Football time.